A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix special, an OBB Pictures production, an At Last production. Executive producer, Sabrina Carpenter. Executive producer, Michael D. Ratner. Executive producers, Scott Ratner, Simone Spira, Kefir Goldberg, Sarah Carpenter, Bill Berman, Janelle Lopez-Genzink, and Nikki Boella-Lee. Directed by Sam Wrench. Sabrina walks up on stage in a long bustier red dress and long black gloves. She dances on the elevated stage in front of the crowd before starting to sing.
If you were a wise man, baby, you would drop every other ho-ho-ho and put me on top. Up there on your tree, you better treat me like a star. Spend your cookie do-do-do, spend it on my heart. Skip the jet, send the sleigh. It's a packed holiday and I got options, babe. If you don't wanna buy me presents, drink me like a warm glass of wine. If you're not gonna race here from the North Pole to Beverly Hills just to keep my stocking full, well, I know somebody who will. Hey. He's a little bit older, got a bit of a dad bod, from a city that's colder. Damn it, he's so hot. He knows when I'm sleeping, and he knows when I'm not. I haven't like seen him in a while. He's probably just busy at his workshop. Summer sleigh, it's a packed holiday, and I got oceans.
The musician does a saxophone solo while dancers dressed in white shirts and black suits dance around Sabrina. At the back, vocalists and other musicians dance as well.
To keep my stocking filled, well, I know somebody who will.
Two men help her down the stage's stairs.
Welcome to A Nonsense Christmas. You could have been anywhere tonight, spending time with family, helping the less fortunate, but instead, you're here, half watching a big screen while scrolling social media on a smaller screen. And for that, I'm forever grateful. This special isn't just about Christmas, though. We're celebrating all the holidays. So, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, and happy birthday, Natalie. There's gotta be at least one person named Natalie whose birthday is today, right? Well, either way, strap on, because tonight, I'm in the mood for a little nonsense.
She changes into a shorter red dress and is handed a microphone.
It's the most nonsense time of the year. They gave me a special, they said it would test well as if I had fear. It's the most nonsense time of the year. It's the ho, ho, ho-iest special of all. The champagne is bubbling, entendres are doubling when I deck your halls. It's the ho, ho, ho-iest special of all. There'll be songs all crescendoing, hot innuendoing, dancers who flex and keep time. There'll be wit for the smarties, and you know the best part is it's all on Netflix's dime.
No, seriously. They told me I could have an unlimited budget as long as I go viral. So, I'm gonna break the set just to do it.
My leg!
He'll be fine.
It's the most nonsense time of the year. If you're hot and you're young and your stockings well hung by the chimney with care, it's the most nonsense time of the year. They'll be singing and jesting, celebrity guesting, huge packages under the tree. I'll be playing my bangers with elf doppelgangers, so please, please, please have faith in me. There are comedy specials, and there are music specials, and there are holiday specials, but who does musical comedy holiday specials? A lot of people. But do those specials have celebrity guests? Yes, they do. Everyone with a musical comedy holiday special does them with celebrity guests, and this is one of those.
There'll be divas so stunning and seasonal punning and costumes in red and in green. You can watch with your aunties, I might mention panties, but don't fret, it's TV 14.
Which means I'm allowed to say fuck 3 times. Fuck. Just one left. Anyways.
She enters a house.
Here we are. We've arrived at my set. Isn't this cute? It's exactly what my house looked like growing up. A tree, 3 walls, and a live studio audience.
It's the most nonsense time of the year. Well, I've learned all my blocking, so please stuff my stocking with holiday cheer. It's the most nonsense time. Yes, the most nonsense time. What's a third really good rhyme of the year?
You're in luck. I've trimmed my tree just for you. Let's start the show.
She walks up the stairs behind a Christmas tree, and a CRT TV in the living room presents the title of the Netflix special, A Nonsense Christmas, starring Sabrina Carpenter, with appearances by musical comedy holiday special celebrity guests. On set, workers install stage scenery, moving accessories and furniture around. The vocalists and musicians get their instruments and microphones ready. Backstage, a hairdresser sprays a hair product on Sabrina's head.
Happy holidays.
The vocalists wave to the camera.
What if it's like, happy holiday? No, I'm not British. Okay. Maybe drier. Happy holidays.
All right, stand by.
Like, happy holidays. That's like a bit too sultry.
Me and roll, quiet, please.
Through the CRT TV, Sabrina is making espresso martinis in a pink kitchen. She throws vodka and a shot of espresso into a shaker.
Not gonna say it. Okay. Oh my God. Guys, it's frozen. Oh, it's not frozen. Action.
Little beans.
So cute. Mwah. Anybody want a drink? Oh, wow. Thank God we installed that seasonal doorbell.
She runs to the door. Dressed in a revealing red satin outfit mimicking a Christmas ribbon and bow, hugs Sabrina, then heads to the sofa. Around them, the musicians are playing the song.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas, and as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together. Christmas for me.
Tell him, Tyler.
Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer. And you, this Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town.
get up and move their hips.
You better be standing wherever you guys are watching them.
If you're in your living rooms, come on, dance with us.
Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Merry Christmas to your brothers, to your sisters,
to your mister,
to your cousins,
your dog.
What?
Vocalists are dancing.
Shake a hand now.
The drummer is installed in the set's kitchen next to an island covered in desserts of all kinds.
Let's party, everybody!
Merry Christmas to everyone back home. Merry Christmas, Sabrina.
Merry Christmas, Tyler.
Yeah.
Shakes her hips. She picks up feathers fallen from Sabrina's outfit. Kyla keeps dancing, waving the feathers. Sabrina is sitting at the hair station, looking in the mirror.
Starting from when I was 2 years old, my dad would get his VHS and film our Christmas morning every single year. And for some reason, I never wanted to open my presents. I just wanted chocolate cake.
Oh my
and
gosh!
When we're done opening our presents, can we have a piece of cake?
Is that all you think about?
I just had an ulterior motive, and it was chocolate. And it kind of still is. So, there's the story.
Moments later, she's walking to the stage in a white feathery outfit.
Santa doesn't know you like I do. I've been there through the good and bad. Know how to make you laugh. Kiss all your tears away, babe. Know only I can do that. Just come over, you've been acting so cold. No, I don't want nothing crazy, just wanna get you alone. And all of this snow is falling, I could make you fall too. So tell me what's on your wish list, I wanna make it come true. Santa doesn't know you like I do.
Her images of her childhood Christmases are shown on a big screen.
I want you to tell me that you feel the same. Don't think I'm gonna make it through the winter. Well, don't you wanna wrap me up? It's so tight under the tree. He will bring you somebody that loves you more than you.
At the makeup station, Santa Claus readjusts his glasses.
I'm working late because I'm Santa.
Hey, Sabrina, can I pitch you a nonsense outro?
A nonsense outro, noun. The innuendo-filled ending of Sabrina's song, Nonsense, which she alters for each performance.
A girl this season's got me feeling feral. Gotta love a dirty Christmas carol. I love it when I don my gay apparel. if this was gayer.
Right.
Do you love that?
Yeah,
I would use it if I were you.
Oh, and I gotta go to set.
Yeah,
please,
no worries.
Don't sing at me again.
Yeah, have a good day.
In the living room.
Debbie, I cannot wait to finally get to meet your man. You've been such a bad friend ever since getting into a relationship. I'm kidding!
No, I know. It's like, since we're long distance, it's just been so hard to combine the friend groups, you know?
Yeah. Well, I promise we will love him.
Oh, speak of the devil. He's walking up, guys. So fun.
Oh, there's my nice girl. Oh, my.
Oh, you guys, everyone, this is my boyfriend, Nick.
Well, it is great to meet you. I've heard nothing but great things.
Oh, same as us, yeah. Can I get you anything?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a warm glass of milk?
Yuck.
Ooh, and an oversized chocolate chip cookie dusted lightly with candy cane shards, if you've got it.
Oh, bummer, I think we're out of shards.
I'm sorry, are people saying sharts?
Yeah, shards.
Shards.
Look at that. My clothes are all covered in soot.
Oh, no.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, this is actually insane, but that's Santa Claus, right?
Oh, my God. What kind of a messed up thing is that to say?
What? Debbie, it's not messed up. Hello. Come on, the big white scruffy beard.
So? He did No Shave November.
He has the classic big belly.
Yeah.
And there it is, the body shaming. Wow, wow. What is this, Mean Girls, the movie, the musical?
Okay, chill out.
He's jolly, he's sweet, he's not Santa.
Okay, we'll drop it. He's not Santa. No one's Santa, yeah. I guess.
And he's back.
Oh, hey. Oh, I forgot the presents. They're in the car.
Oh, that's so sweet of you, Nick.
So nice.
So what does he do for a living that he can buy us all gifts?
He told me, but I zoned out because it was boring. I think he's like a toy manufacturer or something.
Deb, that's what Santa does.
No, because it doesn't pay.
What? Why doesn't it pay?
Yeah, he doesn't make money or have any credit cards, so.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
Is your boyfriend on the roof?
I mean, he's probably like fixing something up there. He's super handy because, you know, my boyfriend can actually make something like a man. Your boyfriend's just a lazy surgeon.
What the hell, Deb?
Besides, guys, if he was Santa, then why is he so good in bed?
I'm sorry, is Santa supposed to be like bad in bed?
No.
If you read the original Turkish folklore text, Santa doesn't last.
I didn't read that.
I brought very intentional gifts.
How thoughtful.
Here you are, my boy.
It's not weird at all.
Wow. Oh my God.
Thanks.
A Nerf Vortex Vigilon. I loved these growing up. I asked Santa for this every year.
Nick nods.
I tickle me homo.
Oh.
Everyone on stage and in the audience laugh.
I tickle me homo. The only time I ever admitted to wanting one of these is my letter to Santa Claus when I was 15.
Well, if he's really Santa, then he'd know the only thing I asked for as a little girl was to sing a duet with Shania Twain.
Sorry.
Shania Twain enters, dressed as Mrs. Claus.
Is that Mrs. Claus?
What's my husband here?
Your husband?
Right,
you're married?
We've been married 400 years.
Yes. But after the first 100, we decided to be open.
That was my idea.
Santa?
He's not Santa.
Sabrina falls on Nick's shoulder, fake crying. She then smiles in the group chats.
Thank you.
Sabrina and Shania hug.
Thank you guys so much for coming to be in this sketch.
Oh my God, it's so fun.
I love your set kitchen, by the way. Does any of this stuff really work?
No, but we're gonna fix it all in post.
Yum!
Wow!
Delicious.
She takes out a cake covered in chocolate frosting from the oven and holds a Betty Crocker yellow cake mix.
Hey, Shania.
All right, Sabrina.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awfully good girl, Santa baby. Hey, down the chimney tonight.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. Yeah, I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
Well, next year I could be just as good if you checked off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's nice.
That's it?
It's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa honey, one little thing I really need,
the deed
to a platinum mind. Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Sing it!
Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany.
Said I really do believe in you, and let's see if you believe in me.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing I made. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby.
So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Oh, down the chimney tonight.
Said hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hurry.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
They hold their notes while exchanging a look. They hug on stage.
Shania Twain, everybody!
That was beautiful, Sabrina.
Oh, beautiful! Oh, my God. I can't believe you're here.
They walk down the stage's steps holding hands. The vocalists smile at the camera. Backstage, two crew members high-five. Family sits in the set's living room. They chat and hold gifts.
I'm one of those girls who believes it's better to give than receive when it comes to presents. I love to spoil my family.
My mom loves her purse. Daddy loves his telescope. Sammy loves her spy kit. Peter loves his drone probe. Ooh, yeah. My sister Amy gets a bike. Brother gets a tambourine. And Amy's husband Dave gets... pass. My mom loves cashmere, my father loves photography, and Amy's husband Dave loves Amy. Giving gifts fills me with joy, wrapping up each little toy, eyes so brightly ooh and ah. Now what do I get my brother-in-law?
Hey, you haven't given me anything yet.
Right. Sammy is a wizard math, Peter is an athlete, Amy's an adventurer, and her husband Dave I don't really know a lot about. I think he mentioned baseball is cash faux pas, maybe he likes IPAs, who is my brother-in-law? Giving gifts fills me with joy, wrapping up each little toy, eyes so brightly, ooh and ah, what the do I get my brother-in-law?
I like food, and I like pants, and I like blue, and I like music, I like sports.
Okay.
I
got you a journal and your new perfume.
I'm not gonna give you a gift until you give me one.
Who is this man? What does he do? I've known him 10 years and I don't have a clue. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
So what, he just like hangs out?
Yeah, when he's not at work.
What's his job again?
Oh, I forget.
She suddenly stares down at the tree and lunges.
A phone charger.
I love it. I've always needed one of these.
You're so interesting.
Where'd you get this? You're like a genius. You're really something special, Sabrina. May I hug you?
Yeah. Okay.
You really made this a really awesome Christmas. I really care about you.
Honey, stop hugging my sister.
I'm sorry about that.
Snow falls around the family house. Sabrina walks backstage and is then found admiring a knife lying around the Betty Crocker cake mixes. She puts it back into its sheath as her brother-in-law arrives.
Hey, Sabrina.
Yeah?
I got an idea for you. I don't know if you're open to...
Sure.
On a pink backdrop appears a red title with a vintage design, a nonsense outro by Kyle Mooney.
This is not what I usually do, so... But, okay. Yeah.
Let me know what you're...
Well, I'll just do it.
Okay, cool. Just like go.
Why is everybody always lying to me? You gotta stop lying to me. Everybody I know is lying to me. I wish they'd stop lying to me.
She smiles uncomfortably.
So like a song?
I mean, like to me, it's more the spirit of like, why is everybody always lying to me?
Oh, the spirit.
You gotta stop lying to me.
It's like less holiday maybe than we're going for. The network might not get it.
The elves keep lying to me.
Yeah, maybe why if you say the elves. Actually, yeah, if you say the elves, maybe.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll type something up.
Okay.
What is your email?
Let me get you my manager's info.
No, I'd like your personal email.
Okay.
A fire burns in the fireplace.
Setting for the duet with Callie and Chief.
All right, steady cameras up. All right, ladies, you ready?
That's real, though.
Yeah. Action.
The two women are sitting in front of the fireplace.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Then I saw mommy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. Oh, what a laugh he would have been if daddy
a timid smile.
Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho! Ho, ho, ho.
A city view shows buildings under a winter sunset.
Yo, crash it, what up? Yes, you have work tomorrow. Why? Because it's Christmas? What are we, 12, dude? No, we have content to create. Yeah, be here at 9 with a ring light and Nobu breakfast sushi, okay? All right, humbug player. Adios.
Nico Haraga sits in the dark living room. He closes his eyes.
Wakey, wakey.
Sabrina appears.
Annie, what are you doing here?
I'm the spirit of Ghosted Past. We went on 5 dates and I never heard from you again.
I got really busy at work, and then I lost my phone.
No, I saw you peeping my stories.
That's strange. That's really weird. I gotta talk to Zuck about that.
Look, if you didn't want to keep seeing me, you should have just told me.
I really liked you. What it was I went out of town and I went to this place with no service.
Oh, and shut up. You ghosted me and it made me feel crazy when you're the one that couldn't handle an honest conversation.
Because telling someone you don't want to date them is awkward AF.
It's worse to leave someone on red. Learn from this.
Quinta Brunson appears.
Hi.
Allie. How do you get in here?
Oh, I figured out where you live from the breadcrumbs you left on your TikTok for me to find.
What?
I haven't heard from you in a couple days. And you said we were going to go see Wicked together, so here I am.
Right, right, yes. I did say that, didn't I?
I am the spirit of Ghosted Present. And is it just me, or are you ignoring me until I go away?
Allie, I didn't even like that.
You love bombed me for a month and then I never heard from you. Is it something I did? Is it?
It's not you. It's him.
Oh my God. Ghosted Past?
Wait, oh my God. Ghosted Present. I hate that we're meeting like this. That's
great. I love your bangs.
Thank you. I got them because he ghosted me, so. By the way, you're about to get ghosted too.
Okay, ladies, please. I'm a good guy. I'm an uncle to daughters.
Okay, why aren't you texting me back?
Life has been crazy. I mean, my boy Cratchit, he's got this son with a crazy cough.
Bob Cratchit, you barely pay him for editing out your falls in your skateboard videos.
Yeah, and you invented energy drink cologne, so we know the money is there.
Mm-hmm. Whatever. Get off my jock.
Woo! Epi?
Hey, hi.
It's Bree. From Coachella, the Sahara tent.
Right, Bree, yes. Hello, how is your bird?
Oh, still sick. But I'm so happy we ran into each other here.
Yeah, me too. Hey.
So fun.
Yeah, wait, let me get your number.
Oh, yeah.
What? No! You're gonna get ghosted.
What?
You're the spirit of Ghosted Future, babe. He's not gonna change.
But he seems so sweet.
I can't believe I even liked you.
You know what? We should just hang out.
Yes!
Oh my God!
Okay, stop, please.
He looks at the women.
I've seen the errors of my ways. I'm gonna text back. I'm gonna be transparent. And I'm gonna have honest conversations, even if they're the difficult ones.
Quinta nods. He grabs his phone.
Cratchit? Hey, hombre. Daddy Scrooge. You don't have to make content tomorrow. It's Christmas.
It's actually no big deal. I like girls anyway.
Hey, turkey leg for you.
Oh.
Turkey leg for you.
Thanks.
Turkey leg for you.
Is it vegan?
Just take it. All right. Merry Christmas.
And God bless us, everyone.
A message appears on the screen to the ghosters on the naughty list. Learn from this. Sabrina and Nico take a picture together.
My mic is also in between my butt cheeks.
Cut the king.
What up? It's Nico. Happy holidays. Shout out Sabrina. Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Sabrina.
Hey, Cara.
Are you working on the new lyrics for your nonsense outro?
On a pink backdrop appears a red title with a vintage design. A nonsense outro by Cara Delevingne.
No, and I'm kind of worried. I'm really feeling the pressure. I just don't want to, like, disappoint the fans, you know?
Don't worry. It's easy, right? I've got one. Gotta give a shout out to my boy, Nick.
Oh.
Wouldn't let him hit it, just the cane tip. Guess I stayed consistent with my strange tricks, right?
Yeah.
No? You can use it. Just give me 10%.
It's not the worst one I've ever heard.
It's not the worst.
It's not.
Okay. No. I hope my help.
Bye.
Take the tinsel out of your hair as soon as possible.
You love it.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Chapel Roan and Sabrina walk down the stairs in big white furry coats. The living room is messy with the remnants of a party. On the CRT TV is written Last Christmas by Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter. The lyrics scroll across the screen like in karaoke.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special. Once bitten and twice shy, I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell me, baby, do you recognize me? Well, it's been a year, it doesn't surprise me.
Merry Christmas.
Sit down on their knees.
A face on a lover with a fire in his heart. Made you mine. Undercover, but your toy held my heart. I'll give it to someone special.
The women giggle, grab a bottle of sparkling wine lying on the floor, and run away. Later, back in the messy set living room, they take pictures together. In a hallway, two people dressed as Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus are dancing. Backstage, Sabrina looks at garment bags hanging on a rack. One is identified as being for the girls. A sign for the guy hangs alone with no outfit. Lastly, a bag is identified as being for the gays. She grabs it, and a second later, she's dressed in a draped purple tulle dress. In black and white, a snowball shimmers next to pine branches sitting on a piano. Sabrina sits down, the fabric of her gown rippling in the wind.
Pictures, but you'll be the one with his ring on your finger. There's red and green everywhere, but I'm so blue. Cindy Lou Who. Maybe he met you somewhere in the desert while he was soul searching. He found someone better.
Cause you make him happy like I couldn't do Cindy Lou Who. With your hair so long, lips so red, maybe we met once, I forget. Scrolling 5 years back, I'm obsessed. Breaking my heart is a season, I guess.
Still in black and white, Sabrina plays the piano as her dress keeps waving in the wind behind her. In color, her purple gown pops in the dark room.
Good night, everybody. You didn't think I was gonna leave you crying on Christmas, did you?
She gets up and reveals a red sparkling leotard under her gown.
Wait, missing something?
Furry gloves appear on her wrists.
Hit it!
She struts to the kitchen island and grabs a microphone.
It's the holiday remix.
Two women join her.
Think I only want you under my mistletoe. I might change your contact, I had a huge nose pull. You said you like my stockings better on the floor. Boy, I've been a bad girl, I guess I'm getting cold. But it can't warm you up, even out in the sun. Baby, my tempo's numb.
Sounds like
ho, ho, ho. I don't want Santa's elves underneath this old tree. It's a little carol I wrote. It's about you and me. You're my wish list. Looking at you got me thinking Christmas. Snowflakes in my stomach when we're kissing. And when you're coming down the chimney, oh, it feels so good. I need that you're thinking. You'll be Santa Claus and I'll be Mrs. I'll take you for a ride, I'll be a princess. Decking all the halls, sparking eggnog, opposite a smile. I'm talking big snowballs. You got a new toy for me. I'm out here trimming the tree. I caught the holiday glee. My true love gave it to me. Let me come warm you up. Give it out in the snow. Baby, my tongue goes numb. It sounds like
ho, ho, ho.
And I don't want Santa's elves underneath this old tree. It's a little carol I wrote. It's about you and me. You're my wish list. Looking at you got me thinking Christmas. Snowflakes in my stomach when we're kissing. And when you're coming down the chimney, oh, it feels so good.
Dancers dressed in Santa and Mrs. Claus costumes dance around Sabrina on stage. The crowd cheers excitedly and the vocalists are dancing.
Look at all those presents, that's a big sack. Boy, that package is too big to gift wrap. Woke up this morning, thought I'd write a Christmas. How quickly can you build a snowman? Well, here we are, my special at its ending. Love you all and thank you for attending. I can't believe I kept it family friendly.
Aw, thanks. Oh. Oh, massager, thank you. Wow. The Christmas spirit is so infectious. We did it all, fire jumping, lion wrestling.
whistling, a live on camera birth. Of course, some of this stuff may have been cut out for time, but truly, this has been such a dream. Thank you to all my guests for being a part of it. Thank you to you for being a part of it. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Love, Sabrina Claus.
Sitting down on the stage's stairs, she blows a kiss. She stands up and dances between her dancers before running up the stairs and waving at her musicians behind the stage and at the crowd. Standing on top of the red layer cake-shaped stage, she bows with a big smile on her face. In red cursive letters is written, Happy Holidays. In pink letters is written, starring Sabrina Carpenter.
They told me I could have an unlimited budget, as long as I go viral, so I'm gonna break the set just to do it.
She throws a candy cane at a window.
Reset, reset, no, no, no!
She fails to reveal an outfit.
Well, we should do that one more time.
She tries again and falls down.
It's the ho, ho, ho-iest special of all. The prompter stopped working, so we have to start over.
Gotta stay consistent with my strange tricks.
Starring Cara Delevingne, Sabrina seems uncomfortable.
Yeah.
No?
No. You can use it.
I'm not using that.
Coming, I just needed to.
Oh, it's coming.
It. Yeah.
I've used that, so.
Starring Chapel Roan.
Good, you look so beautiful.
I look so straight.
You look so straight.
Starring Jillian Bell.
Did you?
Here we go. Three.
No.
Not one. Now.
Not now.
Good, good. All right, ladies, you ready?
That's
here we go.
Real,
so, this is not my. You know, my typical.
Oh,
let me take it again.
Look at me, I'm hanging with Meg Stalter.
I like being naked and having sex. I like having sex naked during sex. I think I should be in one of the songs.
How do you peer out the mist again?
Love to don my super gay apparel.
When you say something's gay, do you know what you're saying? Knock it off.
And that's true.
Please, 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 don't prove I'm bad.
Should I be
singing? Don't prove I'm right.
Do you guys hear I sounded kind of like Sabrina?
That's exactly.
We've been married 400 years.
Yeah, and after the first 100, we agreed to be separate.
Shania Twain seems confused.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and after the first time, we'd agree to be separate. Open! Just tickle your umma.
Open, open.
Ho, ho, ho. You can't even say that anymore.
Santa baby, slip a stable under, not a stable. Let's do that again.
And that's Christmas.
And that's Christmas.
In red letters is written, the end. Co-executive producers, Glenn Stickley, Aaron B. Cook, and Lauren Mandel. Special thanks to Island Records. Writers, Megan Amram, Jimmy Fowley, and Fran Gillespie. Executive in charge of production, Saj Patel. Production designer, Jason Sherwood. Lighting designer, Tom Sutherland. Director of photography, Nick Allen. Choreography by Jasmine J.B. Batty. Credits keep rolling. Copyright 2024, Netflix. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Any unauthorized use may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. OBB Pictures, an OBB media company. Video description by Diffuse. Voicer, Vito DiFilippo. Writer, Garance Bélair-Boileau.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.